News, I'm Sherry Preston. Doctors in Alabama already scheduling embryo transfer procedures after the Alabama governor signed a new law making it possible for fertility clinics to reopen. The Alabama Supreme Court recently ruling that frozen embryos are children. President Biden getting ready for his State of the Union address tonight. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Still unknown whether the president will call out Donald Trump directly by name. What is clear, Biden is likely to highlight their very different visions for the future of the country. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, now the presumptive Republican nominee, is also gearing up for a fight. He is already declaring and challenging Biden to debate, quote, anytime, anywhere, any place.
Hamas representatives walking away from talks in Cairo on a Gaza ceasefire that drastically dims the chances for a halt in the fighting for Ramadan. Philadelphia police on the lookout for three suspects following the shooting of eight teenagers at a bus stop. No one was killed, but one teen is in critical condition. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming.
The very same working people that she was standing in front of have been the most punished under this administration. That is demonstrably true.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Boys and Girls Club of the Northland has received a significant donation from a local grocery store chain. According to a Northern News Now report, Super One and Super One Liquor locations donated $36,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of the Northland on Wednesday. The money for the donations came from shoppers at the stores who chose to round up their checkout totals to the nearest dollar or just outright make a donation. The money will help the organization with staffing and buying supplies. The League of Women Voters has taken a strong stance regarding the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project. According to a Fox 21 report, the League is opposing the natural gas electric plant in Superior, saying the project would have negative effects on a number of groups, including children and those with weakened immune systems. The organization cited health statistics that show an increase in asthma hospitalizations, respiratory infections, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in the area of other similar plants. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their six-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors, 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks' road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn, 74-67, head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach, Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, two championship-level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach, Dan Hurley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight or low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thursday on Nightlight, it's a double dose of funny mics. I'm joined by comedians Mike Mercury and Mike Siegel. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media radio network.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as promised, a brand new segment on the Earl Ingram Show. I want to welcome back and Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. And we're going to have him on every Thursday from now on, you know, at 9 a.m. So if you got questions about the medications you take and all those things, no better person to answer those questions than Dr. Omar of WellPoint Pharmacy in Mequon. Good morning, Dr. Omar, and welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, people enjoy our conversations and our interaction, and they accept it more than anything else because, you know, one thing we do know, those of us as we've gotten older, is we're taking a whole lot of medication. And so it's not that we don't trust our doctors. We just know that something is not right, man, when you got 10 bottles of medication that you're taking. And you used to not take any, but now you're taking 10 bottles of medication. And so for you in the listening audience, you know, this is really for you. So you're taking medications that you don't know why and how long you've been taking them and whether or not you should continue to take them. And the mixture of the medications that you are taking and whether or not those things are impacting you in a negative way, Dr. Omar is the guy who can certainly help give you information about the interactions of those medications. And so I think that's critically important. So anyway, Dr. Omar, I want to begin by myself, okay, and some of the meds that I'm on. And so I take levothyroxine. I take a thorvastatin, 80 milligrams. Levothyroxine, 137 mcg. And tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams. Now, I don't know, but I started looking at a list of the top 20 medications that are prescribed by doctors, atorvastatin is number one.
Yes.
So what is atorvastatin and why are doctors prescribing it so much?
This is an important medication if the lipid profile is showing that we have a problem in the LDL, low-density lipoprotein, which is an important marker for cardiovascular risk. So if you have deposition of lipids, that unwanted lipids in the cholesterol bigger scheme of things, this can cause a problem. So we don't want to have a stroke later in the years. So that's why they want to lower this risk by lowering this important measure, which is the LDL. So they prescribe atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, simvastatin, and the dose should be evaluated as the numbers get better. So telling you you're taking 80 milligram doesn't mean you're going to take 80 milligram for the rest of your life. There can be evaluation of the dose. There can be lowering of the dose, or we can use a lower dose with another supplement to help to mitigate the side effect of the medication, because the medication like atorvastatin can affect the memory, can affect meal performance, can affect energy. And that's why I want people, when they are taking medications, not to freak out, but to ask about a very important question. What does this medication take from my body that I can replenish and replace? To give you an example, atorvastatin, if you take it, you should be taking a coenzyme called the CoQ10, C-O-Q-10, CoQ10. It's a supplement. It has to be high-quality CoQ10 to help mitigate the problem that atorvastatin and rosuvastatin and simvastatin can cause in the body, which it depletes this important coenzyme that affects the energy, can cause muscle problems. And that's why we see people starting these medications coming in a week or two or after a year or two and say, I have muscle weakness. I feel like my muscles are not the same. And that's why that it's important for us to do the re-evaluation. You know, I can keep going if you want.
Well, you know, I mean, I clearly was always a pretty muscular guy. And I've been probably taking atorvastatin for a number of years. I've probably lost track, maybe now 8-9 years. And
yeah. And
so I just assumed that my loss of muscle was based on my aging. But now I hear you mentioned the atorvastatin, and probably one of the side things is changes the muscle composition. But so,
yeah,
since it's the number one medication that's being prescribed, and yet I bet you none of us know what you just mentioned about there should be a supplement that you should be taking in addition to that.
Yes. There should be, because it's in the fine print, okay, and atorvastatin is like, this is number one drug for Pfizer for so many years. One year, they made $11 billion out of the sales of this medication. So the focus is to make the lipids and the cholesterol is the enemy. And I just like to put it in the risk factor and the risk criteria where it belongs. Yes, we have to make sure that the numbers are low, but there are other things that we can do. Number one is we have to choose the best statin to use. If a patient can tolerate to switch and recommend to the doctor to switch to the better statin, that will be always better. To give you an example, atorvastatin is better than simvastatin, which is the older medication in the market. Rosuvastatin, the Crestor, is better than the atorvastatin according to two large head-to-head studies. So I should first see if there is a better statin to take. Then I can see if there is a supplement that I can take to decrease the side effect. And then I can see if there is something that I can do in order to lower the dose of the medication that I take. For example, when patients are taking statins high dose, we like to see doctors keeping them for 3 months, evaluate the dose. For statins, if we take a lower dose of a statin, add red yeast rice, that according to studies would help to give same or even better results. That's going to make me get less side effects, because as the dose goes up, the side effects goes up as well. But this is patient to patient basis, and we communicate with doctors to get their approvals on these changes, because the goal, Earl, is not to take 10 medications. The goal is always to get healthier, get better. And since the food industry isn't as it used to be 10 years ago and 50 years ago and 100 years ago, we have to make sure that we are getting the right supplements to help us with the nutrients that we need, with the herbs that we need in order to get healthier.
So I take levothyroxine, and it's 137 mcg, because I had my thyroid removed, I don't know, 15 years ago. I had a goiter. I didn't realize that grew internally inside.
All right.
And so it was hereditary. My mother and sisters had goiters because our thyroids were a problem. And so once they removed the thyroid, I wound up initially with lisinopril, and they changed that to levothyroxine. Lisinopril is the number two most prescribed medication, and levothyroxine number four. Thyroid issues, what are we talking about?
Thyroid is a very important gland in the body that determine several things, like the body temperature, how you feel, can cause, if your thyroid gland is not working well, you can get depressed. Every other patient that comes to my pharmacy is taking levothyroxine. But very important, just ABC for the levothyroxine. Take it early in the morning with a cup of water and leave 1 hour before you eat anything else. Do not take levothyroxine.
So while we work on fixing Dr. Omar's microphone. Dr. Omar, can we hear you now? All right. So what we'll do is we'll get that worked out, because, I mean, the information that he just gave us is very important information. You know, we're not going to get everything in with Dr. Omar today. Dr. Omar? Okay. All right. But anyway. In the interim, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Let's go to Steve from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Steve. Your thoughts? You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
I had a question for Dr. Omar. I'm on omeprazole for my stomach acid reflux disease stuff. And I was just wondering if that's actually medication that I can be on long-term, and what are the long-term side effects of me being on that medication?
So, Steven, thank you very much for the call. We'll have Dr. Omar respond on the other side. 844-967-2789. You know, I'm so excited about having Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the network and on the show every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You need to start, you know, thinking about the questions and other things that you have for Dr. Omar, you know, all throughout the week, and he'll be here every Thursday. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Omar the Pharmacist is on the line.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. On the line, Omar, the pharmacist, a new segment that we'll have on every Thursday from 9 to 10. Dr. Omar, did you get Stephen's question?
Yes. Stephen's is taking omeprazole now. It's just recently prescribed. And usually this medication, proton pump inhibitor, helps with acid reflux. So if you have acid reflux, doctor can prescribe omeprazole, pantoprazole, Nexium, esomeprazole. These medications help with the symptom of having acid reflux or acidity, heartburn after you eat a heavy meal. The question, how long do I take it? And usually we want to see the patient taking it for 1 month maximum scheduled. And then as needed. As needed means if I have a heartburn or a bad day. But the problem, it's an easy medication to write a refill for. So we see patients taking it for years and years without evaluation. And my recommendation for Stevens is to take digestive enzymes with food. Papaya enzymes, these can be found OTC, very cheap. Take it after each meal. And then see how things are. And then if you still have the problem, need to take the medication, check with the doctor if he can change it to a different family of medications like famotidine and ranitidine. It used to be ranitidine in the market, but now famotidine is more. And that's because they have less side effect on the body. Another thing is that you need to take probiotics because the omeprazole changes the pH inside the gut. Like the environment inside the gut changes for everything that you eat, and that can affect everything else, which we call the microbiome. Think of it as it is 3 or 4 degrees Fahrenheit and you're wearing shorts. Okay, you're going to get cold, right? You're not going to be happy, right? So that's the same that happens with the omeprazole in the gut. So we have to make sure that we fix the gut. So we take probiotics, we take vitamin Bs. And if I'm going to take this medication longer than a few months, I should be prepared for some serious side effects. After 2 years, I can get osteoporosis. So I have to prepare for my bone checks. And truly, the patients that need to take this medication longer than a couple of months shouldn't be that high in America, because unfortunately, it's one of the most easiest prescribed medications. But it can affect male fertility. It can affect blood pressure. It can affect deficiency of so many things. So that's why evaluation of the need for the medication more than 1 or 2 months is very important. And there are changes in eating habits that can also help with that. Eating earlier in the day, more vegetables and fruits, checking if I have gluten allergy or gluten sensitivity. So yes, there are many things you can do to help you to quit this medication after a few weeks, but all with the help and approval of your prescriber.
So Dr. Omar, lorastatin is another, it's ranked number 7 in the most prescribed medications. Why are they prescribing so much lorastatin?
because they all belong to the same family of the statins, and because heart risk is high. To be honest with you, Earl, we like to see the numbers of LDL, which is an important marker for lipid profile, between 40 and 60. And that's a low number. We see people with 170 or 150 or 130. So we have to lower the number regardless, because it will help to lower cardiovascular risk in the coming 5 years. So doctors get to be very aggressive in prescribing these medications, very liberal in prescribing the doses to make sure that they are reaching this limit. And the challenge here is to put some brakes on the doses and to try to figure out what else we can do. So the answer is not just the prescription that you take. So I would highly recommend that we do the checks on the LDL after 3 months or 6 months of changing in the dose. I would highly recommend that we eat meat not more than twice a week. I would highly recommend that we start to take red yeast rice and take it in conservative dosing of 600 or 1200 milligram. And after 3 months, when the evaluation happens, the doctor is going to tell you, oh, what are you doing? Your LDL profile is getting better. You're doing something different. Then you tell the doctor that you're taking this new supplement. He'll tell you, okay, now we can lower the medication to a lower concentration that you take. Or maybe if the numbers are good, you're just going to be controlled with good eating habits and good supplements.
So two things, Dr. Omar. I talked with a friend on yesterday, and he was prescribed 80 milligram atorvastatin. And he took it upon himself. He's cutting the pills in half, and without having contact with the pharmacist or his doctor, he has unilaterally made the decision to cut those medications himself. How dangerous is that? And does it, and should people themselves make decisions on what they're going to do with the medications that have been prescribed?
The challenge is the statin medication is not something you will feel difference in your body from right away, because it's more protecting you from a risk that you don't see until
too late.
The system that we're having. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Yeah. The problem that we're having is that it's a medication that I take now, but it's not, I don't see the results of it. I might see side effects. I don't see the results. And patients freak out from the high dose. We do not want patients to freak out from high doses of the medication. But we want patients to communicate with the doctor that they are worried about the high dose of the medication and try to find a solution. But I do not think it's the best approach to take it on ourselves to lower the medication, because these are numbers that are going to show in the blood profile. And if we have 80 milligrams of atorvastatin for about 3 months or 6 months, and then the dose is going to be evaluated, that's not a bad plan.
844-967-2789 is the number. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, now's a great time. You can get in. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
It's Todd Allball, noon to 2 on Thursday. We'll preview Biden's State of the Union address right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two of the four inmates found dead at the Waupun State Prison since June died of a drug overdose and a stroke. Tyshon Lemons and Cameron Williams died in October. Medical examiners are still investigating two other deaths at the prison. Some inmates sued the corrections department last fall over what they call grossly inadequate health care. Organic farmers say producers and consumers are better off now that a federal court is banning the use of the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor says it wasn't worth it.
I could see my soil deteriorating, and I also looked at the price of what herbicide was going to cost me one year, and I go, jeepers creepers, so I just will try organic.
The Center for Food Safety says dicamba might have affected as many as 1 in every 6 acres of ultra-sensitive soybeans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Visit Duluth Tourism Program has been bestowed with an award for its marketing. According to a Northern News Now report, Visit Duluth's Leisure Tourism Marketing Program won the Creating a Welcoming Experience Award at a recent statewide tourism conference. Officials say the city's tourism program set a record for tax collection in 2023, outpacing pre-pandemic levels by nearly 19%. The award is given to an organization that creates a welcoming experience for visitors through inclusivity. A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that environmental regulators can't force private landowners to clean up PFAS contamination until they develop specific PFAS restrictions. The Second District Court of Appeals made the decision on Wednesday, forcing the Department of Natural Resources to wait until legislators impose groundwater limits on PFAS before they can mandate cleanups. Environmental activists say the decision could seriously hamper the DNR in their responses to PFAS and other pollution issues. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Dakota Johnson has lots to say about her box office flop, Marvel's Madame Web, a film about a Manhattan paramedic who can see and change the future. Some critics are calling it one of the worst superhero movies ever made. Johnson doesn't totally disagree, adding that the script they ended up shooting was different than the one they sent her initially. Haha. That old bit. They sent her Oppenheimer? The actress says it was not fun to be part of something that was ripped to shreds. Her character in Madame Web would have predicted this. There is good news for fans of TV's Cooper family. Young Sheldon is in its final season, but there will be a spinoff of the Big Bang Theory spinoff. People magazine reports Emily Osment and Montana Jordan will continue their roles as Mandy McAllister and Georgie Cooper. The show is yet another prequel to the Big Bang Theory. There are only so many prequels executive producer Chuck Lorre can do until they announce a fall lineup, which includes Sheldon in utero. And he'd still be smart. Smarter than everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy for a while this morning. We will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon with a high today near 49. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. May see a few flurries after midnight, or low 23. Tomorrow, cloudy. Sprinkles 41. We'll get back into the upper 40s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Hi, I'm Maggie Don, host of The Maggie Don Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I want to welcome you to a brand new segment on the show every Thursday at 9 a.m. We'll be joined by Omar, the pharmacist, and you can certainly have questions and comments for Omar, and he certainly is not going to be a doctor, a medical doctor. He is a doctor of medication, and so he can certainly help you and I understand the medications that we are taking and give us direction and guidance. He'll always tell you, you know, talk to your doctor. And so, you know, that's the whole purpose of this, is to have a specialist, a person who is as skilled and trained as Dr. Omar is, to help us with the medications we are taking. Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning. Dr. Omar, my question is this. We have a situation in the country. I don't know if you've seen the movie Dope Sick. But a lot of our doctors nowadays are getting, you know, kickbacks, and they're getting things from, you know, the different drugs that are coming out that go on TV, all of that stuff. Just trying to figure out how it is that we're supposed to even trust our doctors, number one. And then number two, I think you said something last time you were on the show, which I thought was really good, was that when a new drug comes out, it should have, I don't know if you said 6 years or something like that before you really should start taking it. So I know Ozempic is a big, big drug right now because it's actually helping people lose weight, apparently. And, you know, I just worry about that for people out there, you know, buyer beware, of course. But how long should a person wait before that new drug is out to actually even take it? And then second, how do we know to even trust our doctors, because they're getting kickbacks from the pharmaceutical industry to push a certain drug?
You know,
and
Tom,
I appreciate what you said.
Tom, it's great questions, but that part of buyer beware, I never accept that. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous that that is even in the lexicon, buyer beware. Thank you very much for the call. You want to respond, Dr. Umar?
Yeah, sure. So just a couple of things. I was mentioning last time on the show that a drug in the market, it should be there for 7 years before we can kind of see most of the side effects that can happen with it, because that gives enough time for clinical aftermarket research. Doesn't mean that new drugs, not to take new drugs because they are like still new, but I mean to always be aware that there might be side effects or problems that the public or the studies or the smaller pool of people that the medication was tried on proven to be effective. I didn't say not to take those medications, but just be careful. The second is when it comes to GLP-1 agonist, the Ozempic, Mounjaro, and the medications that are now FDA approved for weight loss, like the Wegovy and Zepbound, these medications have a side effect of weight loss or indicated for weight loss. The thing is that now there are millions of people that took this medication, and there is so many clinical trials about the side effects of the medication. So it's more available to see the scope of problems that can arise from these medications. And one of the problems that can happen is that it works as long as you take them. If you stop taking the medication, it's the A1C comes back, the weight can come back, unless the patient is doing other factors to lower the risk, lower the A1C, and to help them with weight loss. So other things, it can cause what we call moon face, can affect the deposition of the lipids or fats in different parts of the body. But just because these medications now are being taken by millions of people, I'm not talking Hollywood now because it's being promoted in Hollywood big time. No, there is millions of people across the universe that are taking this medication that makes it shortage drug now on the shortage list. So it's also compounded to cover the shortage. So there is more available supply to help patients. That's why I want people, yes, be careful, but at the same time, look at the news, clinical trials, see those coming from different countries so you get an unbiased view. And I think it is safe for and helpful to many patients, but at the same time, it's not suitable for everybody. But we should be careful. For the doctors that get kickback from drug companies to prescribe new drugs, I think we should trust the doctors that we work with. If you don't trust the doctor, just go to another doctor. But doctors worry about their liability. Like, of course, they want the public interest, but they worry so much about liability. If they think that medication that you're going to take is going to harm you, I don't believe any doctor in their right mind and who had the oath would be prescribing this medication. I think the biggest drive for the new drugs is just the drug companies, and we just have to be aware and read the fine prints. And the commercials are the worst thing because they don't tell you the fine print. They just tell you this is a beautiful drug, you know.
So text Dr. Umar, what is good for osteoporosis and degenerative disc disorder?
That's a great question. If the person who's answering the question is a female, I would highly recommend
she is a female.
Because women get osteoporosis more than men. I would highly recommend that you check your estrogen levels. Check your estrogen levels. Women after menopause, within 5 to 7 years, many of them, according to studies that I've seen, very large studies, they start to lose bone density, and we see the diagnosis of osteoporosis due to the loss of the estrogen. So if your estrogen is low, I would highly recommend that you would replace it. That's common factor that I want to say. The other thing is that you should take vitamin D3 and K2 clinical doses, which is 5,000 units of vitamin D3, 200 microgram of K2. And that to help with absorption of the vitamin D and putting it in the bones. So D and K. Ben?
Go ahead.
Calcium, but the right source of calcium. Strontium, right source of strontium. So we want to focus on the bone matrix. And the challenge with that is that we want to build the bones, and it's not just calcium that you find OTC. It's kind of a program that helps with that. And of course, there are medications, which are alendronate, which are ibendronate. These medications are not suitable for everybody because they have some side effects. And these are what doctors would prescribe. Easily insurance pay for. The challenge with them is that it prevents or decreases the rate by which the bone breaks, but does not build the new bones. And the approach that I like is to work on building new bones, and that's why I want to check the estrogen levels. I want to make sure that I take the right vitamin D and K and calcium. And these are kind of patient-by-patient choice plans. And the challenge is that insurance doesn't pay for some of those plans. So that's why it's, I would highly recommend that you do a consultation.
Go ahead, doctor. Finish.
Just do a consultation. If you want to do a consultation with me, you can visit my website, willtoprx.com. It's just with bone density, it's a plan, Earl. It just can take 1 year to see results, 3 years to reverse osteoporosis. And it's a big deal. You have to make sure that your bones are strong. So if you kind of fall, you don't break a bone easily. I have a relative that was in her car, and she just, due to a bump on the road, she felt something cracking, and then she found that 2 vertebrae broke. And she's a pharmacist. Yeah. And she didn't know that she has osteoporosis. It just happened out of nowhere. Now she has problems in her back that are longer lasting just because she was not looking at her bone health.
So what's so great about this program, Dr. Umar, and why it's so critically important is that all of this information that you are giving, Calvin, because it's a lot of information that he's given, but if people don't catch all of the things that Dr. Umar is saying, they can get all of this where?
You can get all of this at the Civic Media website, Civic Media.us/shows. You'll find the Earl Ingram Show. You can also subscribe to the Earl Ingram Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
And you'll be able to go back and hear all of this important information that Dr. Umar, the pharmacist, is giving. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. Thank you very much for waiting. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Thank you for this, helping us to inform ourselves on the drugs we take. And Dr. Umar, thanks for affirming the advice that I get from my functional medicine doctor. He's prescribed the hormones, the vitamin D and K and calcium for me, so very affirming. Last hour, we talked about lead level in cinnamon products, and granted, cinnamon is a food product, not a drug. I'd just like to ask your knowledge of the Center for Science and Public Interest and if it would concern itself with monitoring and protecting us from the lead danger. Comments off the air. Thank you.
Great question, Mary, as always. Dr. Umar?
All right. Thank you so much for affirming on the information. Cinnamon. Well, honestly, the only thing, I use cinnamon in my pharmacy to help lower blood pressure. I'm not sure I understood the question, but cinnamon is one of the herbs that I use to help with lowering blood pressure when I need another herb or supplement to help lowering it. Sorry, I'm not following much with the topic that you've mentioned.
So let me. Here's another text message. How can I find help for lowering my blood pressure medicines? I have been on for 45 years. I'm very healthy and work out every day. As I get older, I feel my blood pressure meds should be decreased as it causes me to feel more tired now. I'm very healthy otherwise.
Okay, I am going to give you some shocking question, okay? And I'll answer it after that. If you have high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and another chronic condition, and you're going to a desert island with one medication only to take, which medication to take, Earl?
Blood pressure.
Blood pressure medication. Exactly. We're going to say it over and over again. We have to make sure that your blood pressure is under control. So I can help you with kind of tweaking the plan of your blood pressure medications. Just go to my website, wiltupiarx.com, and book a consultation. But in general, we need to make sure that your numbers are best, which is 120 over 80. Or less, and you don't feel tired. Sometimes doctors get to be very aggressive in what they prescribe, and other times they would be liberal in taking off the patient from certain medications. Some medications work better than other medications. So it's all about what's your numbers, and I recommend that you measure and check your blood pressure at least 3 times a week, different times in the day, because many patients have disciplined blood pressure in the doctor's office. It's not indicative of their overall blood pressure when they are in the resting in the house, at night, in the morning. So taking it different times in the day is very important. And then we go from there.
All right. 844-967-2789. If you're just joining us, you're tuning in to Umar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show every Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m., 844-967-2789. If you have any questions or comments.
The Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator, 1-800-677-1116.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Yes, this is the ghetto. Shown up now.
At 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, this is a new segment on the Earl Ingram Show, and I'm thrilled beyond words to welcome Omar the Pharmacist to the Earl Ingram Show and to the Civic Media Network. I think that when you look at what is important as especially those in the age demographic of the listeners of this show, many of us don't escape as we age taking medications. And one of the things that when I first met Dr. Omar and the conversations we had, he impressed me so much with his knowledge, but not only his knowledge, but he's personable. And so I just thought those two things which fits so well with what I am trying to do here on my show. So Dr. Omar, is anything you want to say that you think is important? I've asked a bunch of questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I just in the break I was looking at the question of about the cinnamon recall that happened from stores due to huge lead, high concentration of lead poisoning. Okay,
right.
So I just want to say it's something that just triggers the pharmacist in me. I'm sorry, I'm not following on everything because I am like we're swamped with information on a daily basis. Something that I want to tell the public is make sure that you do a detox program for your body every year at least once. Detox program. These are programs that consist from supplements that would help your body to make the liver work better. And also during the time of the detox, 1 or 2 weeks, you are eating certain foods that help to energize and revitalize the liver. So this is something that I try to group the patients once a year in January, mostly. And we would do this program together. And that's because we have a lot of poisons that can come from the environment, from the foods, from the medications that affect us and make us sluggish, tired, low energy, not able to process the food. And then there is the alcohol, then there is the cosmetics, all of that. So we need to give a body a reason for the body to relax and detox. So that's one very important thing. And then these kind of programs would include supplements to decrease the amount of poisoning that can happen in the body. It can be due to lead poisoning or kind of other heavy metals. And there are tests in the market to check about the levels of different heavy metals in the blood. Other than that, it's just the awareness is very important. We have to always deal with trusted sources for what we eat. Organic is sometimes a fancy word, but we have to focus on organic for the top clean foods that we eat. Strawberries have to be clean, have to be organic. apples have to be clean, have to be organic. They were on the top of lists of clean foods in the last few years. So we just have to be aware because we cannot control everything, especially if we have little kids and they eat anything that they like. We have to be aware that we just have to find the balance.
You know, Dr. Umar, I've often said, why do I have to detox myself? I don't know. I didn't knowingly take anything that's poison. So my system is being poisoned, and I'm not knowingly doing anything or taking anything to poison myself. And I think there's so many of us who feel that same way, but you just said.
If you wake up and just wash your hands and then just wash a couple of dishes, you have put more than 26 poisons in your body already, and you didn't even leave the house.
Well, you're terrifying people now, Dr. Umar.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable how much toxins are around us, and that's why we have to take our multivitamins to help the liver to work best. We have to make sure that we're eating our vegetables. We have to make sure that, especially for women after 40, 45 years old, to take probiotics 6 months in a year. There is so many things that we can do in order not to get a bad diagnosis in our health or bad health condition later on our years. So that's why the health index and what's the prediction of what's going to happen in my health. These are questions that I can ask my doctor and see what they say, because they can see my habits when I visit them. And I don't just want my doctor to write a prescription for the current health condition. I want to know, where am I going to be 5 years from now? Because I have my children, my grandchildren. I want to enjoy them as long as I am alive, you know?
You know, Dr. Umar, man, this is... it's so insightful, and I have to tell you, you know, I knew that it would be a good segment, but it's a fantastic segment. It's a great, great segment. And so I know people are going to gain a lot of information. They're going to change. You actually can change a person's life with the information that you are talking about. Because I'm, you know, just in the time that we've been talking here, I know now many things, many more things that I didn't know initially. And so I know I'm not alone. So we got to leave it there until next Thursday. Dr. Umar, thank you very much. Where is your pharmacy located, and what is the name of your pharmacy?
Wiltopia Pharmacy. Wellness and Utopia becomes Wiltopia. Is at 136 North Main Street in Thiensville, which is in the Mequon area. And we offer free delivery across 20-25 miles radius, and we send the compounds all over Wisconsin and Illinois. And you can always know more about us and about the services that we offer from the website wiltopiarx.com.
All right, Dr. Umar, we've got to leave it there until next Thursday. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. I wish I had an applause thing, but I'll do it myself. All right, that's Dr. Umar, the pharmacist. Mark it down. The time on your calendar, and make sure if you don't listen to anything else, make sure you listen to Umar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach on Matinere On Air. Calvin, thank you. See you all later.
Thank you.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matinere On Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. President Biden putting finishing touches on his State of the Union address.